Welcome to the End Zone, where this week, myself, Kyle, is still dealing with the ramifications of the biggest scare of maybe his football life. And and Kevin, however, has decided he will never watch a State Farm commercial ever again.
Green Bay just has our number. Do your Chiefs have a team or two that just always seem to have your number? Not counting the Mahomes era, which we'll get into. Has there always been that one team that just seems to always, that out of conference team?
Not so much meet up with out of conference, but a team that we always seem to meet in the playoffs and always seem to just fall apart against was the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, yeah. The Dolphins too are another one of those teams that when we meet somewhere, they always seem to beat us. And it would be nice to play them this year, but that's not happening. And we just. The Raiders are like 1-9 or something like that against the Green Bay Packers, and they just got smoked this weekend.
Well, we'll get to a stat because Green Bay has owned the AFC West for a while now, but we'll get to that. So, of course, welcome to the End Zone here on the Fandom Podcast Network. And before we get started with all of our great football knowledge, our sage fantasy advice, we are encyclopedias of football around here, right, Kevin?
I'd say more of like a those free pamphlets they pass out. They kind of shove in your hand. You don't really want it, but they shove it to you anyway, you know?
Okay, we're somewhere in the middle. We're a choose-your-own-adventure book.
We're a golden book for kids.
There we go.
A golden book for kids fantasy advice book.
Yeah, you know, there we go.
Gold spine. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. We got it now. But anyway, you can find the End Zone and all the great shows of the Fandom Podcast Network, of course, at our homepage at fpnet.podbean.com. Of course, if you're using a mobile device, you can download the Podbean app and search for the Fandom Podcast Network. Of course, you can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Of course, we also have our Facebook page, Fandom Podcast Network. If you have some things you want to talk to us about, you can always email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. You can follow us on social media on Instagram at Fandom Podcast Network or on Twitter at Fan Pod Network. You can follow myself, Kyle, at AKyleW or on Instagram at AKyleFandom. Kevin, where is your location on social media these days?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Spartan_Phoenix.
And of course, you know what? We like to keep the lights on around here. Visit our Tee Public store where we have End Zone gear this year for you. You can find shirts, tapestries, phone cases, stickers, whatever you need of all the great shows of the Fandom Podcast Network. And all the proceeds from that go right back into the podcast so we can make the best podcast possible to feed your ears. Again, go to teepublic.com, search for the Fandom Podcast Network, or type in the name of any of your favorite Fandom Podcast Network shows. And of course, we love reviews. Go hop onto iTunes/Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review. We love those, of course, but we love the feedback in general so we can just keep improving here at the Fandom Podcast Network. But Kevin, it's been a packed week all of a sudden of NFL things. I say we just go right into recapping week 7 because there's a lot to.
All right.
Let's
do it.
Okay. So let's start with our recap of week 7. And it starts back on Thursday night, or as Kyle likes to call it, the game of his nightmares. And not because of the score, as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Denver Broncos 30-6. Andy Reid wins his 200th regular season game. And Patrick Mahomes scares every Chiefs fan into an early grave in this game, Kevin.
You were a mess.
I was like the knee, and if you would have seen it, his knee was not a knee anymore. And
yeah.
You watched him pop things back into place on the field. It wasn't pretty, but our defense actually stepped up. I think they sacked Flacco like 9 times.
Well, you guys also had a nice comfortable lead too before he got injured, and then Matt Moore came in and did a serviceable job. But back to the injury, it was tough to say exactly what happened because of that pile, that quarterback sneak.
Yeah, you couldn't tell there. And I know a lot of people are giving Andy Reid a lot of grief over, why did you call a quarterback sneak when he already had a gimpy ankle? Tom Brady quarterback sneaks all the time. And it was the other leg. It was a freak injury. He had a player run into it. It dislocated the kneecap. Luckily, the Chiefs literally have a doctor on the field in what as one of their guards is actually an MD. He got everybody to stay away from him. It was funny. They were talking to the chief center and he's like, somebody was on top of me and I wanted to move. And everybody was telling him not to move. Don't move at all. And then he heard Patrick moaning and realized it was Patrick on top of him. He's like, I didn't even take a breath.
Jeez.
But luckily, I mean, on the good side, they popped the knee back into place. He walked off.
No ligament damage so far. Right.
He walked off under his own power. They x-rayed him, ruled him out for the game. The longest part was to wait for the MRI because that just felt like an eternity. Because I'm sitting here thinking, worst case scenario, oh, he's got some sort of ligament tear. You don't pop your kneecap out and not have a ligament damage of some kind. He's done for at least this year and possibly into next. And somehow, by some miracle, no ligament damage. It's popped into place. He's going to be out probably 3 games is what they're estimating. Could be a 4th just because of how the Chiefs bye week falls.
Yeah, but I don't think he's playing till after the bye week.
I think they're going to be extra cautious, but we're going to see what happens. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But going on to Sunday, we have the Rams trouncing the Falcons 37-10. I think the Dan Quinn watch is officially on, Kevin.
Yes, I find this interesting. I wish the Raiders would take a cue from this. Rams 6-0 when playing in Eastern time zone in the McVay era.
Yeah, that's one of those. Okay, that's a weird stat.
Yes.
The Buffalo,
yeah, no, Falcons, they need to switch things up. And on top of that, it looks like their quarterback is injured.
Yep. The Buffalo Bills moved to 5-1, beating Miami Dolphins 31-21. But this game was a lot closer than that score, as the Bills scored an onside kick at the end of the game, returning it for a touchdown. Miami just finds a new creative way to lose every week. I give them credit.
Yes.
The Bengals.
It kind of reminds me of the Chargers.
Yeah. The Bengals, however, might be the worst team in the league as they fall to the Jaguars 27-17. They are pathetic. I saw a stat where the Bengals barely have 300 yards rushing on the season.
Oh, that's just sad. Well, if you have Joe Mixon, which I do, unfortunately, in one league, the fantasy results will back that up.
Yeah. The Lions fall to the Vikings 42-30. This was a Marvin Jones Jr. with 4 receiving touchdowns, ties the franchise record. The Vikings are just rolling. Kirk Cousins is playing some incredible football. He is actually the highest rated passer in the NFL right now.
Yeah, like the last 3 games, he's been balling.
Yeah, so which means he's due for a collapse here anytime now. We'll not lament on this too long for Kevin's sake, but the Packers won this, beat the Raiders 42-24, in a game that really, Kevin, I'm going to be honest with you, this should have been a lot closer than what it was.
Well, not the way that our defense played.
Well, no, but I mean, you had the Carr fumble, you had the Waller touchdown that was called back for a holding penalty,
and the Carr interception in the end zone.
Yeah, so Derek Carr just likes to turn the ball over in the end zone. I don't know what's up with that, but the highlight again was another huge game from Josh Jacobs for you guys, though.
Yeah, that was the highlight.
And as I said,
also too, Darren Waller caught his first touchdown in over 100 yards.
Yeah, so he
Waller the baller.
Yep. And here's what I was talking about. Since 2002, the Green Bay Packers are 15-3 versus the AFC West.
They kick our butts, don't they?
Yeah, they just like us. So, in a game for first place in the AFC South, the Indianapolis Colts, Jacoby Brissett with 4 TD passes, beat the Houston Texans 30-23. This was a pretty interesting game, Kevin, and it's shaping up to be a war between those two teams in that division.
Yeah, that's surprising me. It is.
Yeah. Chase Edmonds, should we wait till fantasy before we go on that rant?
Yeah, let's do that.
Cardinals upset the Giants 27-21. I think the Danny Dimes fever might be slowing down there, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have him over Eli.
Yeah, that's true. In the monsoon slip and slide game, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Redskins 9-0. The 49ers are 6-0 for the first time since 1990. And I thought I saw a stat where this was like one of the fastest games in the NFL in like the last 25 years because nobody threw the football.
Well, was it like an hour and a half or something?
I think it was like 2 hours and 10 minutes or something. It's like that. One of the most weird games I have seen, and if you watch this on the Red Zone or saw the highlights at the end of the end of the day. The Titans beat the Chargers 23-20 in one of the most bizarre endings to a football game I've ever seen, Kevin.
Spell it out. Let's hear it.
So the Chargers have the ball at the end of the game. They think they score a touchdown. No, it's called back for a penalty. They get
that,
right down.
Was that the rushing TD by what's his name?
Eckler.
Was it Eckler? Okay.
Then they get it right down to the goal line. Melvin Gordon appears to score a touchdown, but he is stopped. They rule him stop. So again, they try Melvin Gordon again. And this time, after he fumbles, loses the ball, and it's recovered by the Titans. But it took so long for them to sort everything out. It was like 10 minutes before they could figure out if he actually fumbled, did he cross the line, whatever. And of course, in typical Chargers fashion, they lose the game. And Kevin, you know what? This is a problem when Phillip Rivers refused to do a quarterback sneak, and really that probably would have been the play that would have got the game. And I think Melvin Gordon's still wishing he was holding out.
Yeah, the Chargers are one of the worst, probably the worst bad luck teams out there. They find interesting ways to lose, and it's just, and they lose close a lot too. A lot of heartbreakers.
Yeah, and they get injuries like it's going out of style, but... Moving on to a game that was really a rout. This game was more of a blowout than what the score indicates. The Saints beat the Bears 36-25. Do you think if Teddy Bridgewater was, if it was anybody but Drew Brees coming back from an injury, Teddy Bridgewater would keep this starting job, Kevin?
I know, right? If Mac fell over in the forest, would anybody hear it? Hey! Hey, Chicago, you're 3-3. Keep up the good work. We like a good pick. Keep it going, buddies. Yeah. All right. Here we go. I'm done.
Okay. Lamar Jackson, growing every week, goes into probably one of the toughest places in the NFL to play and puts up a very game performance as the Ravens beat the Seahawks 30-16, Kevin.
In Seattle.
Yeah. And he had another 100-yard rushing game, too.
He's a good player.
Yeah. He just plays football. And that's it. Sunday Night Football, the Cowboys just destroyed the Philadelphia Eagles 37-10. This was a blowout. A lot of people thought this was going to be a huge game, and
Cowboys had lost three in a row. They needed to win this game big to stay in that division and not be completely demoralized to another loss.
Yep. Monday night, the game that was around the Star Wars trailer.
Yeah. That's how you get nerds to watch football.
Especially when it's the Patriots Jets game where the Patriots won 33-0 of that Patriots defense.
Are we sure the Jets even showed up here? I'm not seeing any stats here that they did.
Well, I mean, when you have comments like Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts during the game, and a lot of people thought the Jets might actually give the Patriots a run after they had beat the Cowboys the week prior.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Yeah. The Patriots defense is something special, Kevin.
Hold on. We talked about this before we started recording. Look at the teams they've played. I want to see them. The problem is they're not playing a lot of good teams this year. They're playing your Chiefs, though.
Mahomes will be back by that game.
Yeah. If you look at the records of all those teams right now, it is really, really bad. So yeah. We'll see.
And, of course, teams on bye this week, it was a requirement you had 2-4 in your record somehow because it was the 2-4 Steelers on bye, the 2-4 Browns on bye, the 4-2 Panthers on bye, and the 2-4 Buccaneers on bye.
Panthers doing a little better there.
Yes, exactly. So that kind of sums up the week, but let's take a quick look at some power rankings, Kevin. Where do you want to start, with CBS Sports or NFL.com?
Let's do NFL.com this time. I'm kind of curious.
Okay, so... A little NFL.com after week 7. We got the Patriots in at 1, the Niners in at 2, the Saints at 3, the Packers at 4. Wait, this is not the right week. What are they trying to do to me here? Hold on. When the link still goes back to the prior week, it's a problem.
Okay, let's go to CBS then.
Hold on. I'm bringing it up now. They're just...
I'm going to CBS.
Okay, you go to CBS.
Week 8 power rankings. Let me go through these real quick. All right. We've got Patriots at 1, Niners at 2, Saints at 3, Packers at 4, Bills at 5, Ravens at 6, Vikings at 7, Seahawks at 8, Panthers at 9, Colts at 10, Cowboys at 11, Chiefs are at 12, Rams at 13, Raiders are at 14, followed by the Jaguars, Bears, Lions, Texans, Eagles, Steelers, Browns, Cardinals, Titans, Broncos, Chargers, Giants, Buccaneers, Redskins, Jets, Falcons, Bengals, and Dolphins.
I'm sorry, the Texans are getting no love this year.
This is true.
Yeah. Okay, real quick.
They did just lose to the Colts.
I know, but the Colts are a good team. Hey, real quick, I got NFL in front of me. Number one is the Patriots. Two is the Saints. Three is the Niners. Four is the Packers. Five is the Vikings. Six is the Seahawks. Seven, the Cowboys. The Chiefs at 8. The Texans at 9. The Ravens at 10, the Bills at 11, the Colts at 12, the Panthers at 13, Rams at 14, Bears at 15, Eagles 16, Lions 17, your Raiders at 18, rounding out the top 20, Steelers at 19, and the Jaguars at 20.
That one's whack right there, dude. That one is whack. And also the Bills at 12 or 11, 5-1, come on.
Well, yeah, I think that's kind of how they've won and who they've played, and they did lose. They almost lost to the Jets, so... It's weird right now. There's a lot of injuries, a lot of chaos, things.
Parody.
A lot of parody. Yes, it's that. Welcome to the NFL. Parody, ahoy! But we got a lot of news too, Kevin. And unfortunately, I wish we could start on a little better news. But the NFL's lost a Hall of Famer, a legend, and a true class act, and somebody from your Raiders family, Kevin.
Yep. Willie Brown has passed away. Hall of Fame defensive back Willie Brown. Willie Brown has worked for the Raiders. One thing, I'm going to miss Willie Brown at the draft for the where he does these wonderful intros to before he introduces the draft pick. And then he always mentions something about his mom and, you know, Mother's Day and respecting your mother and stuff like that. And he's been great. But what's cool about Willie Brown is he's been a Raider, always been a Raider. And he was
they required him in a trade from the Denver Broncos.
Well, I'm just saying, once a Raider, always a Raider, because that's where his legend lies.
Unless your name is Jamarcus Russell.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How dare you bring up his name while we're talking about the late Willie Brown right now? Come on, man. Come on. Tax. Here we go. What was great was about with Willie Brown, too, is that he was great with fans, and he worked a lot with the booster clubs and stuff like that, and just a wonderful man. I've met him before. Got my picture taken with him at one of the Commitment to Excellence Raiders dinners that I've been to. I've been about three of those. Just a great guy. And like I said, I'm going to miss seeing his face during the draft.
Yeah, I know he's always been a class act in the league and has always treated the Raider fans especially well and always been very kind to them. And, you know, you hate to see anybody go, especially such a class act like that. But, you know, my condolences out to you and your Raider family, because I know that this was a man who was beloved by the Raider fans.
You will forever be immortalized by the NFL films with his iconic 70-yard interception return in Super Bowl XI as he ran straight into the camera and our imaginations.
There you go. We've had a lot of trades all of a sudden, Kevin.
Yeah.
The NFL's making like the NBA, trading everybody.
When's the deadline again?
Is it the 29th. October 29th is the deadline. We had a couple wide receivers traded, first and foremost. Emmanuel Sanders, the Broncos trade him to the 49ers. The 49ers have been desperate for some wide receiving help. 49ers traded, acquired a third and fourth round pick. Sent a third and fourth round pick to the Broncos for Sanders. I like this trade for San Francisco. They definitely needed the upgrade at the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
Another trade, and this is a trade that, you know what, I just see this trade and I'm like, this is a guy who's going to go to this team and he's going to put up numbers and he's going to look great.
No. Go ahead. I'll go ahead and explain. I'll explain why.
Mohamed Sanu has been traded from the Atlanta Falcons to the New England Patriots for a second round pick. You know what this means? It's like guys go to the Patriots and all of a sudden they become better. And it's like,
not lately, at least if you pay attention to fantasy here. And this is what infuriates me with both the running game and the passing game, because they spread out so much the love, they spread out the Tom Brady love so much that not one of these guys, the only one that you can really rely on is Edelman right now. He's the guy. Sanu, I have him on like three leagues, maybe four leagues, and he's been doing quite well in, you know, stat-wise as a fantasy player. Oh, with the Falcons. He's actually been doing better than Julio Jones at times, right? And this is now a downgrade because yes, he might get one game where he goes off, but the next week it's the other guy or Edelman or whatever. And then and all the running backs are like pass catchers too, which is infuriating as well. So fantasy wise, this sucks.
Yeah, fantasy wise, it sucks, but you know how this works. And in real football, Sanu's going to make like several key plays for the Patriots for the rest of the year and do something special in the playoffs and get into the Super Bowl.
But he's going to get a ring, but his stats are going to be vanilla.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the difference. I don't think the Patriots are as concerned about fantasy football as we are, but, you know.
No.
Now, your Raiders got busy, and I'm a little surprised by this trade, especially the timing of it, Kevin. First of all, you're giving up on another first-round pick in cornerback Jared Conley as you ship him to the Texans. And what did you get in return on this?
We got back a third-round pick, which we lost with the trade with Antonio Brown with the Steelers. So we got a third-round pick back. Conley's been getting torched at his position, and especially in that last game last week with the Packers. That was just the kind of final straw. It sucks that they made the trade to the Texans, who happened to be playing this week. That means Conley may be playing against our Raiders and blah, 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 blah. Hey, guess what the Raiders like to do? Blah, 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 blah. Here's our secrets. Blah, blah, blah. I may suck, but here's what we do. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Now, Kevin, I seem to remember when Conley was picked, it was kind of a controversial first round pick at the time because he had some questionable history coming into the draft.
Ah, gosh. Seems like everyone did at the time. This was, I think, under the Reggie. Is this under the Reggie McKenzie?
Yes, this was. When I think.
Yeah,
this was right before. This
was the Reggie McKenzie era of draft picks that kind of made you go, huh? Yeah.
So
well, he has not panned out, or else he'd still be a Raider.
Yeah. So
and that's been our weakest point on defense is the secondary.
Yeah. But and finally, a trade that happened right before we started, the Lions and starting safety Quandre Diggs to the Seahawks. And a lot of people might go, what's the deal with this trade? Quandre Diggs was one of the captains of the Detroit Lions. And if you were to go on social media and see how the players are Lions players are reacting to this trade, they might have a mutiny in the locker room. They are not happy. It could be ugly, and the Lions season's been kind of up and down and been kind of going the direction of south, especially when you add in.
Do you think that he's going to be a point, like a captain type role with the Seahawks, like kind of graduate to that immediately, or is someone else going to
that defense is Bobby Wagner's in Seattle, and he's the captain and the leader there. But he's going to be a nice addition for Seattle. He's a solid safety in Seattle. Sometimes been a little weak in the safety this season, especially after losing Earl Thomas in the offseason and a few other things. But this is a nice pickup. This is a very solid player. But he got worse for the Lions too, because this, of course, killing me in fantasy football and probably a lot of other people, as the Lions put their starting running back Kerryon Johnson on injured reserve today. And it looks like they're saying he's out 8 weeks. And if that's fantasy football wise, you might as well just kiss him goodbye for the season.
Yep, it's true.
So getting back to it, yes, Patrick Mahomes scared the living crap out of me Thursday night. When you see the replay of this, it was scary. I mean, his leg was pretty messed up.
I want the replay of what was happening with you during this time. That's what I want to see.
I want
that little Kyle camera turned on and put on social media of what was going through you during this time.
There might have been tears, I'm just saying. Probably kind of how you felt the year Derek Carr broke his leg.
Yep. Unfortunately, that turned out to be a worse injury, and that shut down our playoff drive.
So, in this case, I'm going to say it. Patrick Mahomes got lucky. Kansas City got very lucky. It looks like it's about as minimal damage as it could be. He's expected to miss 3 games, which would lead into the Chargers game in Mexico City. The thing here is Kansas City has their bye following that game. I think it's going to really depend on what Kansas City does in their next 3 games if you see him play in Mexico City. And they've got a tough schedule, Kevin. They've got Green Bay in Arrowhead Sunday night. They go to Minnesota, and then they have the Tennessee Titans before they play the Chargers in Mexico City. I think if they can at least win one of those games because of the lead they have in the division, you won't see Patrick Mahomes against the Chargers. If they go 0-3, you will see Patrick Mahomes against the Chargers. I think that's kind of how that's going to play out.
Interesting.
So we'll see. Speaking of Kansas City and former Chiefs players, Kareem Hunt ended his suspension. He has been cleared to return to the Cleveland Browns, Kevin.
Yep, saw that. Going to be kind of interesting to see what Cleveland does with him, if they're going to let him run or if they're going to be Cleveland.
Well, okay, here's my question. How can you bench Nick Chubb at this point? He is having a great... He's one of the few Browns players who is having a great season.
True.
So, I mean, is this something where he's back? I don't think any other team's going to touch him right now until he can prove some stuff on the field, but will he get that chance? It's hard to say. He signed that one-year deal with Cleveland. You know what? This is a guy, in my opinion, who shouldn't be in the league right now anyway. We have, with everything he's gone through, but everybody, I guess, deserves a chance, but... As far as I'm concerned, he should not be playing at least any time this year, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
Agreed.
Moving on, we have a couple other wide receivers who've gone down. Adam Thielen and Will Fuller are down with hamstring injuries. Thielen's not as bad, but because they're playing a Thursday night game, it's very unlikely he will play this week. Fuller, on the other hand, who is just starting to really get back into good graces with the Texans and really getting into the flow because he's been a very injury-prone player. He's now expected to miss several weeks because of his hamstring injury.
Ouch.
Yeah, wide receivers and hammies, running backs and hammies, never a good thing. So that kind of wraps up the news, Kevin. Are we ready to take a look ahead to week 8?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Okay, well, it starts on Thursday night with the Washington Redskins at the Minnesota Vikings. I know the Fox people are just probably so thrilled that they get to broadcast this game nationally. Then we move on.
15.5 points that Minnesota's favored by.
Then we move on to Sunday, the 1 o'clock games. You've got New York Giants at Detroit Lions, Tampa Bay at Tennessee, the Chargers at Chicago, Seattle at Atlanta, the Jets at Jacksonville, Philadelphia at Buffalo, and in London, the Rams in Cincinnati. Poor London. They don't deserve Cincinnati. And Arizona at New Orleans. In the afternoon, we've got Oakland at Houston, Carolina at San Francisco, Denver at Indianapolis, Cleveland at Green Bay. Sunday night? Yeah, this game was going to be a lot higher rated before last Thursday night's game. Green Bay at Kansas City, where you have that primetime matchup that everybody's been waiting for. Aaron Rodgers versus Matt Moore.
Yeah, that would have been, you know, especially with the commercials, those quarterbacks have been sharing, would have been really funny.
Yeah, and, you know, as bad as it is for Fox with Washington and Minnesota, it might be worse for ESPN with Monday Night Football, the Miami Dolphins at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Don't they wish they could flex that?
The NFL is just punishing ESPN, I think, and ESPN's answer is, okay, that's fine, we're just going to make Joe Tessitore and Burger McFarlane our announcers.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, well, any games on here grabbing you, Kevin?
Yeah, the Carolina at San Francisco game. I don't know, because Carolina's defense is good. So is San Francisco's. I see this as a lower scoring game, and I'm just excited about Kyle Allen. Next to my Oakland at Houston, this is the one game that I think would be fun to watch. But I am kind of surprised. I thought the line would be a little bit closer. San Francisco right now is currently favored 5.5 points. Buffalo hosting Philly might be the other thing. But what about you? Anything else jumping out at you?
Well, first I want to say I really did enjoy my bye week last week. I'm healed up nicely, even though I think I'm going to get pounded by the San Francisco defense this week.
Huh?
Well, you know, Kyle Allen.
Oh.
I got to run with it for as long as I can, man. Yeah, until he loses. Sorry, yeah. Until he loses. I might have to get his jersey, I'm just saying. But
yeah, he hasn't lost yet, has he?
No, hasn't even thrown an interception. Philly at Buffalo is interesting because I think it's a make-or-break game for Philadelphia's season. Obviously, I do have interest in Sunday night on a personal level. I think Houston at Oakland is a very intriguing game as well. Obviously, Carolina at San Francisco.
Oakland at Houston.
Yep.
This That's is right. the last game of the marathon road trip, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not exactly a highlighted week of great matchups. I'm gonna say it's kind of ugly.
Yeah, with injuries that have happened and now these weird trades, it's really weird. It's almost like a brand new season, kind of.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just I don't know. We're kind of hitting the dog days of the NFL, but you know, we're coming around the corner to the Thanksgiving games aren't that far off, and that's always where things really start picking up in the league too.
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to take a quick break, let you know what else is going on around the Fandom Podcast Network, and then, of course, we'll be back with our sage, high-quality, Gold Key Book, mediocre fantasy football advice. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. We'd like to recommend these other great podcasts on the Fandom Podcast Network. It starts with our flagship show, Culture Clash, our weekly pop culture podcast with the latest news, reviews, and other fun topics in pop culture. For you Highlander fans, we've got Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast where we cover all things Highlander. Couch Potato Theater is for you movie buffs, our podcast celebrating the cult classics and fan favorite movies we don't get off the couch for. Time Warp, a look back on our classic and nostalgic fandoms that we still celebrate today. We also have End Zone for you NFL fans, our podcast talking about all things current in the NFL and giving our best mediocre fantasy football advice. Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast with hosts Tom, Brandon, and Chris discussing the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. And for you Star Trek Discovery and Orville fans, we have Discoville, talking about everything Discovery and the Orville. And for you hard rock music fans, we have the Hair Metal podcast. The Hair Metal podcast rediscovers the nostalgia of the 1980s hair metal bands. And we also have Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, where we discuss all things Doctor Who, both past and present. And our newest podcast, Lethal Mullet, our podcast celebrating action movies from the 1980s with your host, Adam P. O'Brien. You can find these great shows on the Fandom Podcast Network master feed at fpnet.podbean.com. The Fandom Podcast Network is on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, and now on Spotify. On Facebook, you can find us at Fandom Podcast Network, on Instagram, Fandom Podcast Network, and also on Twitter at FanPod Network. You can also email us directly at FandomPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the Fandom Podcast Network. And remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.
Well, we hope you're enjoying everything here on the Fandom Podcast Network, as we hope to feed your ears with some high-quality podcasting. But, Kevin, it's time to talk a little fantasy football, and that, of course, means starting with our Jimmy GQ Man Crush Award of the Week for each of us. If you don't mind, I want to lead things off. My man crush is Marvin Jones Jr., even in a losing effort, tying the Detroit Lions record for touchdown receptions in the game with 4 touchdown receptions. Marvin Jones Jr. is frustrating like this. He'll disappear for weeks and then have a monster game like this, Kevin.
Yeah. You think it would be more consistent, and there seems to be a lot of players doing that. But that is definitely a good choice. You know, how many touchdowns did Mr. Doublecheck have against my Raiders? 6?
5 passing, 1 rushing. And a perfect quarterback rating.
Yeah, I mean, I almost have to kind of acknowledge that, because that's pretty darn good. Golden Tate has been decent. Actually, he's been pretty good since he's come back from suspension. But Chase Edmonds, dude. The one running back no one played because everyone thought David Johnson was going to start and continue to play, and he got the most practice time since coming off his this back injury that he had. He plays like 1 snap, gets 1 point for it. Right, Kyle?
Yeah. We're going to talk about that shortly.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about that now. I don't know.
Anyway, we're going to talk about how that affected me personally.
okay. That's fine. So I'm going to give it to Chase Edmonds, because I like it when, even though I hate the fantasy implication on this, I like it when you see someone like this coming in and just totally balling out, because I think he's earned a starting job there.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to move on to Kicked Off of Fantasy Island, Kevin. And in the notes, I had already selected anybody on the Bears offense, because, wow.
You know what? The way the defense has been playing, you could put them on the pier and ready to kick them off. And,
yeah, but they're...
I have them, even against the Raiders, I think they only scored 3 points, the defense, because I had to play the Bears because my other team was on bye. And yeah, they only scored 3 points against my Raiders. So I think the whole team is there, at least definitely the offense, but the defense is right there on the pier.
Yes. I'm adding, though, to Kicked Off of Fantasy Island, because this is my begrudgingly, I am really mad at these people Kicked Off of Fantasy Island. I am kicking off the Arizona coaching staff.
Yes. Yes. Kyle, please rant away.
Yes. David Johnson, who we know has been having back issues, but has still been playing, practices all week, gets the majority of the practice time for the Arizona Cardinals, starts the game, gets one carry, and it's all the Chase Edmonds show the rest of the way. Chase Edmonds scores 66 points in our ESPN Fantasy League. David Johnson scores 1. If I start Chase Edmonds, I win the week and stay undefeated. Oh, no, that can't be allowed to happen. And
who was it that you were playing again?
Yeah, I was going to get to that. And worse yet, I had to lose to this fool on the other side of my screen right now. And I didn't have to hear about it. Yeah, so Arizona coaching staff, I know Matthew Berry is out for you, too. You are kicked off of Fantasy Island.
Okay, can I talk about that real quick?
So yeah, absolutely.
If you listen to the fantasy show with Matthew Berry, he went off on a fantastic rant against Arizona, specifically the Arizona people that were running their Twitter account, because they decided to troll fantasy players saying, I guess you should have started Chase Edmonds. And Berry went off. It was hilarious. It was like this 5 to 8 minute rant. Not only like totally blasting them for saying, oh yeah, you think so? He went into all the stats of why Arizona Cardinals sucks and with all of their stats and all that kind of stuff. I mean, he even went as far as saying, I challenge in a debate the people that put that post up there. They are welcome to come because I will debate you. And then he ended up saying, I officially now hate the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay. Can I just throw in something else about this too? Do you really want to pick a fight with Matthew Berry when he has the Avengers backing him up?
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. No, it was. If you get a chance, it was recorded yesterday, which was Monday, the week 7 reactions. It was epic. It was so funny. Yeah.
So, Kevin, I want to address one other thing with Fantasy Island, because you were trying to bring back Devonta Freeman to Fantasy Island.
Yeah, it's not looking like a good thing now.
I am officially banning him. I don't care how well he plays for the rest of the season, because Devonta Freeman is an idiot. Yep. Because Devonta Freeman got himself ejected from the game against the Rams because he threw a punch. And okay, fine. I can roll with that. Players get heated. Players, you know, do stupid things on a kicking game motion. No. Devonta Freeman threw a punch at Aaron Donald, Kevin, a man who is almost 3 times his size, the defensive player of the league, the defensive player of the year, and a very scary man.
Do you think maybe that the Atlanta Falcons are feeling a little frustrated right now and mad at themselves, do you think?
I think just a little bit, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you don't throw a punch at Aaron Donald. Especially when you're a little tiny running back.
No.
So on the grounds of pure stupidity, Devonta Freeman is kicked off of Fantasy Island and will not be back on the Fantasy Island for the rest of the season, Kevin.
Okay.
You got my back on this?
I've got your back on it. I have him on one of my teams, too, and it hurts.
So with that, let's move on. Let's talk about, is there anybody out there on the waiver wire, Kevin?
Yes. Kerryon Johnson, done. Pick up Ty Johnson. He seems to be the next man up to carry the ball.
Yeah. I'm looking at the list, and it's getting pretty ugly.
Kyle, they have a Chicago wide receiver on there, and you just knocked him off Fantasy Island.
Like I said, it's got pretty ugly list.
Are we going to scroll past that one? We're going to scroll past that one.
Okay.
How about Jared Brown, wide receiver for Seattle?
Jerron Brown, possibility. I like Cole Beasley. I think he's starting to kind of get more comfortable in Buffalo and developing a little bit of chemistry with Josh Allen. So interesting there. Teddy Bridgewater. Sorry, Drew Brees is supposed to be back this week.
Is he? No, is he? Do you think he is, though?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Tight end help. I keep seeing this guy's name, but I'm just not feeling it. Noah Fant.
This guy's looking like a first round bust, in my opinion. And Denver's offense is bad, and I don't.
If you are hard up for tight end, I recommend someone else. Foster Moreau, tight end for Oakland. Yes, he's the other tight end that's not Baller the Waller, Darren Waller for Oakland. Have you seen this guy?
Yeah, he's a
this
big guy.
This guy is big, and he has been making some clutch plays. He got a touchdown. I think he got a touchdown last week, too, if I remember correctly. This guy is awesome. Wow. Hopefully, you know, if you are in hard and you need a tight end, pick up Foster Moreau.
I've got one for you, too, that's still available in a lot of leagues and a tight end. And actually, a guy you need to pay attention for your Raiders this week, and that is Darren Fells, the tight end for the Houston Texans. This
I
guy
picked
is...
him up. I picked him up last week in one of my leagues because I needed that, and I was pretty glad that I did.
So. And especially with the injury to Will Fuller now, this guy could end up being a lot more of a target for Deshaun Watson, and he's a big dude himself. So it's that time. NFL waiver, fantasy waiver wire is just an ugly, ugly, desolate place right now, Kevin. Yeah.
It is. It's getting tough, man.
So let's talk about our leagues, even though I really don't want to this week.
Okay, so let's look at the standings for our trophy league, right?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, let's go to, hold on a sec here. Here we go. You're in this league, right? Yeah, there you go. Okay, mm-hmm. So this is the regular, this is the regular ESPN league.
Yeah, I'm not sticking the so fork well in myself. Let's see here. Patrick Mahomes hurt. Kerryon Johnson out for the season. Lamar Jackson's on a bye this week. I might go with no quarterback because you don't cut Patrick Mahomes and you don't cut Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Hopefully you get a trade. Yeah, it's just tough because when I had three quarterback options, you got to look at that later in the future, you know? So.
Well, yeah, but you weren't expecting. It's when you have injuries, that's another factor.
So I have the best record. I'm at 6-1 right now in the East, with Seal with it, Michael at 4-3, and then you're fourth at 2-5. In the West there, we've got my buddy Jamie. He's at 5-2 with Jennifer Walk and my buddy Charles Hickey tied 4-3 in that league. But let's go ahead and look at that other league there, the Trophy League. And how there is no more unbeatens here. But yeah, Kyle, you're still in first place there in the East with my buddy Jason Elliott. You don't really have a lot of competition there because it's followed by 3-4 records underneath you there.
Yeah, I know. But...
Now, hold on. When we go into the playoffs here, you're going to have a bye. So be careful that you don't... lose against someone with a sub record here. So that's going to get interesting. I am first in the West at 6-1. Thanks to Jennifer Walk, who did beat me, but not this week, of course, but that's why I'm 6-1. She's followed behind with me at 5-2. And my buddy Anthony and Bob are below that at 4-3. Yes, I was able to beat you this week. Yay. That's one of my lowly highlights. Raiders lost, but at least I got that.
So. Damn Chase Edwards.
Of the five leagues, I believe I won three of the five.
Yeah.
One, two, three. No, six, excuse me. I won three of the six. The other ones I lost three.
It was a big goose egg for me in fantasy football this week. Injuries were a massive factor for me this week.
That's because you drafted Mahomes, right?
Well, no. In the CBS Sports League, it was Kerryon Johnson and a couple other injuries that happened during games that knocked guys out for a period of time. It was just it was ugly. So
gotcha. Yep.
Injuries will kill a fantasy football team faster than anything on the planet.
This is true.
So, well, with that, Kevin, I'm seeing the goal line in sight. Do you have any last-minute advice or sage thoughts before we close up this edition of The End Zone?
You know, it's interesting. I did want to mention that that Connolly trade to Houston. One of the reasons why he was traded, not just because of his lack of performance, but it's really – this is the year that the Raiders are really pushing the young ones to play, you know. And he mentioned that. He was addressing that, and he said, we've got some young players who are going to slide in these spots and give them a shot. So – I think this is a good thing. We want to see how they play and where the Raiders are now. What are they, 4-4 right now?
No, they're 3-4.
No, they're 4-4.
We haven't played eight
games
yet.
I'm sorry. They're
3-3.
3-3, excuse me. They're 3-3 right now. Yeah, they're 3-3 right now. So, and that's better than I expected, you know, because I didn't expect to win that Chicago game. So coming 3-4, possibly if they lose this week, it's better than I expected. I'll keep that as being hopeful because, you know, this is kind of a building year. So,
yeah. For me, when you have your entire football fandom flash before your eyes, it's a scary thing. And
I know exactly how that feels, Kyle.
And what was nice when Patrick Mahomes did get injured, because, you know, and a lot of people said it, him getting injured scared the entire league, because this guy has become one of the must watch players in the league. And you saw a lot of support for him on social media and stuff. Deshaun Watson, Russell Westbrook. And
your lucky stars. And not only was that injury not catastrophic, but it didn't happen 2 weeks before the playoffs. And you were supposed to get a possible first round bye.
Yeah, well, and you know what? Even if that, I'm just happy it wasn't catastrophic, because it could have easily been that. So,
yeah.
Luckily, he's going to be back in a few weeks. I feel a little better. I'm a little scared of the Matt Moore error, but that's a whole other thing. But for now, we're going to call a few plays, see what we can work out. Maybe we got a Reitzel special that we can set up and lead you once again scoring points in the end zone.